There's a spectrum of allegiances that are pervasive in the world today. Allegiances that have taken over our lives. And if you think about it and see the spectrum for what it is, you'll quickly learn that your lives have been and are governed by design. These allegiances began early, as far back as the first civilization, and by no great surprise, they've been with us ever since. However, lately these allegiances have far more influence and are far more destructive, even when we are completely unaware. Long ago, these allegiances were more or less straightforward, religious, secular in nature, fractional with tribal hierarchy, and allegiances toward the idealism of nations with technological superiority over other lesser nations. Today's allegiances are complex and complicated, and often harder to define. Ours is a specifically fragmented society. Each one of us has within an established set of moral and independent thought, or so we like to think. We live and dwell under the guise of righteous tradition, something that at one time was successfully adhered to. We trusted too much, carried a strong sense of loyal branding, and fought against the outside desires that went against the norms of the day. The antithesis of this righteous tradition was the 1960s, an emergence of cynical mistrust in the common good and an American dream that turned into a dismal failure. It began when their prince was assassinated in 1963. They were no longer worried about allegiances and set out to change the world, however naive it may have been at the time. The young felt the betrayal of their fathers and what they stood for. The new vision was to reflect how they felt about how things had always been done. The change was essentially going to bring about a unification of simpler ideals, but this all got lost in the self-importance and arrogant nakedness of experimentation and youthful naivety. And when it was over, and these young idealists became the yuppies of the 1980s and reminisced of how they were part of some great movement, an unfortunate lamentation of failure. Reluctantly, they'll deny that they didn't make a difference, and that because of their generation, the world transformed, though one ideal that came from this soft independence was a remarkable acceptance of the self. Yesterday's hippies are today's bureaucrats and marketing gurus, the snake oil salesmen for the new religions played out online and providing all the deluded, confidence-lacking seekers a supposed key to some supposed door that isn't really there. It's merely a construct by design, and again the cycle keeps turning. The old guard has been replaced by a new guard, and these ones have retained that clear objective that's been recycling and evolving for centuries. The subjugation of the weak by the strong shall always be overcome, and the weak shall never subjugate those whom they overcame. If they do, they will join the downfall of subjugation by the even weaker and disappear into oblivion. Yet if it wasn't for those idealistic young flower folk, the burgeoning trade and acceptance in cannabis wouldn't be as prolific. Aside from a decade of democratized pot politics, the market for and by cannabis has been demanding, especially when concerned with the creative opportunities that are now taking over. It's hard to say if the past 80 years didn't already cause to break that tide and a return to independence in what we choose to put into our bodies. But beyond the issues of the past, the new visionaries of our time are beginning to respond to that element of self-discovery and freedom of choice. Most of those choices are not of that lovely green variety. Instead, they're of a different and more socially acceptable sin, though that sin is really an inaccurate term, and if one looks at how we damn silly apes have evolved, it's really only laughable at best, but in a way pathetic in how we treat everyone and everything around us. From this realization, perhaps one day we'll see, along with the biscottis and freshly baked blueberry scones, a selection of sour diesel, purple kush, and lemon haze to go with your $12 latte.